Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
How are we doing, listeners, today? I'm John Crockett, and joining me, Stevie Fizz. How you doing, buddy?
Doing a little bit worse than last week. Jono, obviously last week we're celebrating the Dodgers, and
today we're commiserating.
This week they can get stuffed.
Well, it looks like the apocalypse is going to come full circle with the Cubbies and the Indians to play off in the World Series.
Go Indians.
Go Indians?
Yeah.
Rick the Wild Thing Vaughn.
Rick
coming.
The Wild Thing Vaughn.
Yeah. Good old Major League. But we're talking week two of the trade period this week, Steve, and it seems that everyone waited till the last 5 minutes to get all the trades completed.
Weren't we shocked by that?
Very much so. Not.
Just every year, it just happens. But, you know, a lot of deals got done, a lot of fantasy to talk about, Jono. Very exciting. This is a huge show.
And not so fantasy-relevant trades getting done as well, like Pat McKenna. Who the hell is that?
I don't know. It sounds like I'm pretty sure he's like an Irish folk singer when I heard the name Pat McKenna, and apparently he plays football.
Yeah, apparently.
Who knew?
Who knew? Some of the other people we won't be mentioning too much, but also got traded was Stewart to the Bombers, a key forward there. Aaron Black to the Cats. Probably not too much interest there, I would think. Frost to the Lions, another key defender. And look, unless it's a key defender and key forward year, pick him, but we won't be talking about him too much. Jared Pickett to the Blues in that deal with Marchbank. Billy Schmetz, could have a little bit of value, but it's a wait and see.
It's pretty hard to see him making a top 50 list.
Oh, no. And Shane Kirsten as well, who went to Frio, and Joel Hamling to Fremantle as well.
Yeah, like a lot of guys there, you know, maybe throughout the year that it emerges, like Pickett could emerge.
Yep.
But just at this stage, I can't see him being on our draft list. And there's so many guys to talk about, John. I really can't wait to get stuck in.
And getting stuck in, we will be right now with Jordan Lewis moving to the Demons. It was touted on, a bit of out of nowhere, really, like the Mitchell trade.
It seems like Jordan Lewis had the sooks.
He did.
In the end. ended up being traded to Melbourne for... really
peanuts,
nothing. Nothing. And it's not like the guys, like, you know, you would expect Sam Mitchell's finishing after this year, well,
maybe next year or two.
Jordan Lewis got a 3-year deal on the table, so
you can see that output just going down the gurgler, can't you?
No, but I mean, to me, you should have been traded for more if you're going to get a 3-year deal.
I don't know,
so anyway,
which is weird because Hawthorn's first pick now is pick 88. Do you know that?
Yes. Two fat ladies.
Oh, crazy.
What do you think about Jordan Lewis going to Melbourne? Who does it affect? How does it affect him?
He's going to be in the guts, you would think. And so Nathan Jones will get a bump because they're no longer going to tag him, I wouldn't think. And also Jack Viney can get off the chain a bit too.
I'm a little bit worried. I'm a little bit of a different opinion. I know I've seen it that people think Jordan Lewis will be fine, but this is my concern. He might not be affected, but someone's going to be affected. Melbourne.
Of course.
Melbourne averaged the third most disposals per game, 393. I was shocked.
I'm shocked. I was shocked when you told me that stat.
When I found it out. And it's hard to see them going.
Someone's going to miss out.
Like, someone's got to miss out. It's not like they're going to have 420 touches. It's very, there's not many teams who get
over 400
every year. There's just sort of one, maybe two.
Yeah.
If you go back, but the thing is, Melbourne play a really different style of game to Hawthorn. Melbourne lay a lot of tackles, a lot of
contested footy,
low marks.
Mm.
What do Hawthorn do?
They chip
the ball around, a lot of marks. Jordan Lewis is not a great tackler. Historically, really bad.
But this is the under the regime of Paul Ruse. We're now in the golden era of Simon Goodwin.
Well, that's fine, but I'm tempering my expectations on Jordan Lewis. I'm tempering them a little bit on Dom Tyson.
Yeah.
Bernie Vince.
Ugh.
You're gone.
Well, he was playing defense last year, so that just...
Forget you, pal.
Shot him fantasy-wise.
But so, yeah, I'm just a little bit... I wouldn't be drafting him to do what he did this year.
Yeah.
I'd expect, say, 6 points less.
I was going to say, do you see him going back to those mid-90 average... from a few years ago?
It's in the range of outcomes.
Yeah.
Like, when we project players, you got to give them a range of outcomes. I certainly think that's in his. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't go so far, but it's possible.
Could you also see him playing that half forward role that he played early on at Hawthorn while he was developing that tank as well, where his scores were really affected? Just for that forward pressure?
Maybe. Look, they might want him delivering the ball inside 50 because he's a good kick.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, he's one of the hardest players to project.
Laces out to Jesse Hogan.
What, the third best forward?
Yeah. Well, Dorsey's gone now, so he gets a bump.
No. He's behind the weed and the other guy, Jack Watts. But, you know, obviously a lot of room at Hawthorn on the other end for Liam Shields, O'Meara, Tom Mitchell. They should just be able to...
Langford, Hartung, well, hopefully. Bigger. Next guy we're going to talk about is Prestia. Finally got to the Tigers, and the Tigers have opened that war chest, and they've spent big. The human meatball set to join... I was going to say Deludia, but he's gone now, but... Dusty Martin and Cochin and Miles in that midfield. I think it's a great addition. Hopefully his body just holds up.
Yeah, look, I think it's great by Richmond. Yep. A lot of people were criticising. I don't understand. If you can add a gun player.
Yeah.
You damn well add a gun player.
Especially the Dion Prestia, the human meatball, which is another big midfielder that they need, but with more skill and class.
Yeah, look, I think he's fine. I think he absolutely goes fine. Probably isn't great news for Jacob Townsend.
Pick 101.
he might not be doing too much, but I think it's great for Cochin.
Yes.
I think it is huge for Cochin. We haven't seen the best of Cochin for a couple of years.
Yep.
But you go back to that Brownlow medal winning form that he had, right? And who are the guys in the midfield in front of him? It was your Shane Tux and who was the other guy? Danny Jackson.
Yep.
You know, these guys winning the inside hard ball. Koch, you know, could
get it on the outside.
Be damaging.
Yeah.
And that's what he does. And he's got great hair.
Yeah.
I want to see that hair in just replays. Free flowing. But, you know, I think it's a great move. And you know, maybe it affects Dusty because they've said they want to put him forward. He's happy to play forward. So,
fingers crossed we can keep him as that mid-forward DPP.
I don't think so.
Don't think so, but...
Well, the next year he'll be back to forward.
Just, yeah, pure forward. Damn you fantasy people, stop toying with us.
What do you think about Prestia? You'd be happy to choose him?
I'd be happy to choose him. He'd be great. Probably M3, M4 for me.
And he's a year after that ACL. He's got that...
Bit of football in him.
Bit of football after the ACL. We know that first year is a bit patchy, so... Yep.
No, really enjoy it. The next guy... You're not so much of a big fan of this guy as Michael Hibbard going to the Demons. With the old Dunny out, in comes Hibbard.
Yeah, not one of my guys, fair to say, Jono. What are your thoughts on Hibbard? Give us the positive spin.
Well, he had a good defensive team around him in Hooker, Heppel, Hurley and all that when he was at the Bombers. Melbourne are getting there. They're getting there, but... If they can let him loose off that halfback wing, I think he'll be fine and get you nice. I'll say 94 would be
94. Jesus,
he's done it before. I'd be happy with that.
All right, isn't
because they would. I'm expecting Melbourne to play an attacking brand of football next year, or under Simon Goodwin.
Yeah. So my problem is, I'm not. I think Hibbard might be more lockdown than we think.
Oh, okay.
2015, his scoring was down.
Was that injury affected?
Well, he was just standing there because he can't move because he's got no hamstrings. Like, they've got good halfbacks, I think. Like, Bernie Vince playing halfback, Jaden Hunt playing halfback. Really played some good football.
Yep.
Fast. You know, Heredia Lumumba forced his way. All right.
He's still on the list.
That's just being funny. But, you know, he's had a couple of good years, but he's... We know he's been injury affected.
Yep.
He's had the year off. The year before wasn't great. He's changing clubs. Is your vibrator going off?
Yeah.
The work phone. Is it one of those double-ended rabbit pink things? I'm not going to tell you what Mrs. Fizz has. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm just not a big guy, big fan. If he was my third defender, okay.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm going to get him there.
No, you think people. I think people get him as that second defender.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I personally, there's some guys I'm okay being wrong on, and if he has a great year, I'm happy to be wrong.
Yep.
So
one guy I'm pretty excited about, Pierce Hanley to the Gold Coast. I think you can say goodbye to old Nick Malcheski, because Hanley will be taking that role, you would think.
No, I'd be surprised. I think he'll play on the ball or forward.
Yeah. Hanley?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting one.
I got no problems with it. I think good to get out of there.
Yeah.
Well, we saw
early in the year that had the old Suki Lala's going on against that game against Carlton.
Yeah. Sometimes a change is great. Where do you draft him, though? Like, this is my problem. I've got no problems with him.
Yeah.
We've seen him be good, but he's been a very high ceiling, low floor.
Very low floor.
So, what are your thoughts on... It's not like Gold Coast are going to be challenging for the flag next year.
No. He'd be end of your midfield, a bench spot.
Yeah, well, that's where I said round 14 onwards.
Yeah, no, I'd be happy with that.
You know, so if he was just... Well, I mean, maybe that's even two rounds early, but if he was your 6th, 7th mid...
You'd be happy with that.
I mean, I got him in that sort of range this year, and he started off pretty well. And
yeah.
I got rid of that some...
That like, sucker!
Really quickly. And because it's Pierce Hanley. He can do it, but he doesn't always do it.
No, that's all right. But yeah, as you said, a change is always could always be good.
And on the flip side, could it give Tommy Bell a bump? Could he get back into the midfield there at Brisbane?
Well, it's quite possible. Well, we know he had an injury affected year this year, but new coach, new system.
Who knows? There's a lottery ticket up at Brisbane, isn't it?
It is. Like Christensen, we've all been waiting for him, but he's been injured and form and whatnot. But it's all wait and see with Brisbane players, you'd think, until the NAB Cup.
Well, aside from Rocky and Beams.
Yeah, if we ever see Beams again.
Beams is gone. Legs fallen off.
Yep. Just get him that Oscar Pistorius. Blade runner. Why did he kick a footy like that? I suppose he put his shoe on it.
I don't know. Give it to Cloakie, see if it helps him out.
Ooh.
Zing. Western Bulldogs' favourite son, Travis Cloak.
Speaking of Travis Cloak, any interest in him this year, Steve? Or next year, sorry.
All streaming against GWS if he wears a big sticky glove.
Or Brisbane. Big key forward.
Or maybe against Collingwood, since they've got literally not... Ben Reed's hologram's still going back there. Let's hope the power doesn't go out.
So, only for streaming purposes for cloaking?
At best, really.
Yep. Toby Nankervis to the Tigers. Good trade. I actually like this because we know Merrick is cooked and going to be going into a coaching role. And Sean Hampson is quite injury prone.
Well, I actually thought Sean Hampson was pretty good last year for the Tigers.
He was.
But obviously, you know, Tigers have lost Vickery.
Yep.
Maybe they felt like a bit of tall timber. I don't really know that he's got any forward prowess, but he certainly showed flashes for Sydney last year. Mm.
Well, it'd be pretty hard to get into that forward line of Sydney when you've got Buddy and the likes running around.
Yeah, but I mean, we saw him play some games. They preferred him to Sinclair at one point.
Yep.
Your number 15 forward.
Ruckman.
So, you know, it's a wait and see, but I mean, if they're splitting time, that's just horrific.
Oh, it certainly is. And we're seeing that with a lot of clubs playing the two ruck or the ruck forward type, and
yeah,
scores aren't great. Scores are not great.
They can't be.
No, they
the
can't.
Only one, like, the only guy we really saw be relevant was Lysette.
Yeah.
Or to mine.
And he'll be struggling to get fit.
Yeah.
So. See you later. No, we don't want to talk about Joel Hamling. I like the move of Nathan Hrovat to North Melbourne. A little nuggety midfielder forward gives him a bit of pace, which I think North Melbourne desperately need. Didn't get the greatest of opportunities at the Western Bulldogs, but I think he'll fit in nicely at North Melbourne if he stays fit.
Yeah, I don't mind. I think it's a really good move for him. You know, obviously, Bulldogs had a glut of those
mid-type players.
Similar type players.
Yep.
Like I said, does inject a bit of pace potentially. Forward status?
You would think he'd be forward. Forward.
So, you know, he could be Ben Kennedy this year.
Yep.
Or next year, sorry.
Fifth forward, plonk him on your bench.
Yeah, give you some 85s and you'd probably be happy.
Exactly right.
So I don't mind it. That's fine.
Yep. Jared Witts to the Gold Coast Suns, where he reckons he's going to be the number one ruckman. Yeah, a bloke called Tommy Nipples is in front of you, pal.
Well, I'm not sure that he is. Is he?
Who?
Nipples.
I think he's been pretty good. Jared Witts better than Nipples?
I don't know. Is Nipples better than anything?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. This is a big wait and see.
It is a big wait and see.
I'll be honest. I don't have much interest in either of them, unless I'm skipping drafting a ruck.
Or if you need someone in the bye weeks.
Or if you need someone in the bye weeks. But, you know, if they just go one out with one of them, and you've avoided rucks, maybe you just pick one up and see how it goes. Best.
Yeah. Well, we saw...
Because Witts has had form when he's been on his own.
Yeah. I was going to say, when Grundy... Well, no one had Grundy, really, until he started tearing it up after the second half, so could see that with Witts or Nipples, because Nipples can get injured.
He can do that. That's true.
Yep. My boy, Zach Tui.
Oh, but for two ruck leagues, he might be
a consideration.
A late stash.
Yep. Zach Tui to the Cats. I like this a lot.
Your boy.
My boy. I got on the Tui train this year and scored pretty well. Averaged 95 in his last five rounds in Dream Team.
Yeah. Hey, look, we know Zach Tui. High ceiling. Very high ceiling
and
player.
That floor can hurt you, but that's defenders.
That's defenders, yeah. We see it. You know, I'd certainly roll the dice. They've obviously got a plan for him. They've had a couple of defenders
leave the
team. So, you know, there's certainly opportunity there for Tui. We know he's got a good kick.
Yep, can kick goals too if Absolutely. They push him forward. So, and we'll talk about Zach Tui a bit more in our early hype train show next week.
Yeah, the big question is Jackson Thurlow. I'm a bit of a Jackson Thurlow fan.
Yep.
And maybe that says to me that he's not coming along so well in his ACL recovery. You know, the Cats are obviously in win-now mode.
Yeah.
Well,
when you lose Enright and Bartel, there's almost 700 games worth of talent gone there. So,
oh, look, they've gone out. They've got Tui. I'm sure he'll have very fantasy-relevant games. Would I take him at the back end of my draft? Absolutely.
Yeah.
No worries.
What positional defender would you look? 3-4?
No, I'd want him on the bench.
On the bench.
I don't want him... You know, without going... We don't know what the defensive pool's going to look like, what young talent there's going to be, but we know Zach Tui's got a ceiling like other people.
Yep.
Maybe he won't even be available at that point. Maybe he's around 15, 16 sort of pick.
Quite possibly.
But we'll see. We'll talk about that more when we know more in January.
Yeah. Another trade that I really liked by the Tigers was Josh Caddy to the Tigers. I see Caddy, he just hasn't got a proper run for me, where he can move to the Tigers now, get into the guts, and do what we know he can do, and that's be a fantasy-relevant player.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good move too, Jono. I'm absolutely in agreeance. Makes sense for the Tigers to get a goal-kicking midfielder. Delidio's out.
Do you see him similar to... Not in the same class as Martin, but the same type of player that...
Oh, look, he can be.
Yeah.
But I don't think...
They'll use him like
that. They'll use him that... Like, look at their team. They've invested in Miles. They've got...
Townsend.
Well, they're not going to play Townsend. But, you know, they've got... don't screw with me, Jono. I'm on edge. They've got Miles, Prestia... Cochin, look, they can play Martin in there.
Vlossen.
So what I'm saying, like, he'll get his time in the middle, but I don't think that's where he's going to be permanent.
Yep.
Look, he's as high a ceiling as there is.
We've seen it.
Again, I think it helps Cochin.
Yep.
And he can tackle as well. So, like, we're kind of seeing maybe Richmond are moving away from their Hawthorn-style game plan. Like, Richmond were the lowest tackles per game in the competition.
Yep.
17th was actually closer to 8th than they were 18th. So they're a long way off. So maybe they're going to play a more contested style.
Which is the way a lot of teams seem to be playing these days.
Yeah, so I don't mind it. He's a goal kicker. Yes, I would take him as a... Late guy, you know.
Yeah.
He's not. I don't think he's going to turn around and bust a 105 average.
No. But, you know, he's a good little streamer, depending on how they do.
Oh, no, he's going to be rostered.
You're in a roster?
He's going to be, he's going to be on every team. He's not going to be in the pools. I wouldn't. Jeez, how shallow is your league?
I don't know,
six, too shallow.
Too shallow. another good move that I liked was Lions to the Gold Coast Suns. Had a pretty good year this year. Sort of a breakout year for him, you would think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Certainly going to get his opportunity there to really cement his spot at the Gold Coast, you would think, with Prestia and O'Meara now going. But I could see him. Where would I have him? I'd probably have him as a fifth, sixth onwards.
What? You don't think he retains forward status?
I think he gets forward mid.
Yeah, what are you talking, fifth, sixth?
If...
What, round?
Oh, God, no.
Well, he's not going to be that.
You don't think?
Well, the forward pool, we know, is going to be thin. He's just come out, he's averaged 21 touches, 4.5 tackles, almost a goal, averaged almost 90 in both formats. I think he can repeat that.
You can or you won't?
I think he can repeat that, absolutely. You know,
go better?
I'm not going to say go better, but I certainly think he's going to go well.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be looking at this guy as maybe a third forward.
Third forward, okay.
Well, I mean, there's not going to be many forwards going better than 90 average.
With that scarcity that we're thinking is going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's heaps that are going to get, you know, average higher than 90.
No.
So, I mean, if there's 30 forwards gone before him, 29, then he's a forward three.
Okay.
Back end forward three, but...
Yeah.
I think it's you know, good. He had a great fantasy final series. Had a really low time on ground as well, Jono.
Okay.
Going through the stats. There was some number I looked at. Of the top 100 ball winners, only... Like, he had the lowest time on ground aside from, like, one player. So that was... And that was Braden Fiorini, who only played two games.
Yeah, so he doesn't count.
So he doesn't really count. So Garrett Lyon, if he gets more time on ground, hey, more points.
That's it.
So...
Which he certainly would.
Well, you'd hope so.
Yeah. Moving on now to what was the longest and biggest trade of the hot period, Jaeger O'Meara to the Hawks. You can't pick him up.
Yes, you can.
Sitting on your bench.
He'll be drafted. I promise you this, he'll be drafted like around...
14-ish?
Nah, I reckon earlier. I reckon like around... maybe 14.
So what, if he's burning 12, up the track and...
He'll be burning up the track. And you know what? The salary cap stories are already starting. The propaganda...
Because he'll be rookie priced at, what, 180,000?
He'll be cheap. So we see it every year, the salary cap stories. They'll affect... the draft value of players?
Yep.
He could. He's the ultimate risk-reward play.
Oh, as big as they come, isn't it? But I can't... Oh, my policy is I don't draft injured players.
Hey, look, he either plays 22 games or none. We've seen that in his career.
That's very boom-bust, isn't it?
he 21 touches, 5 tackles, 6.5 tackles in his second year. 92 Dream Team, 97 Supercoach, so...
Hasn't played for 2 years.
Well, he played some football. He played. At least he got back.
He got back. I was just keen to see how well...
Mate, do you think Hawthorn would have sold the farm if there was question marks?
Probably not.
Probably not. I have a little bit of faith in Hawthorn. If they're going to break the bank to sign a guy, they know something we don't.
That's true.
Depending how the first half of my draft went, I'd be scratching my chin.
That's a very big risk.
Well, I mean, okay, we'll put him up against Jared Lyons. Jared Lyons has got forward status, O'Meara's got midfield status. It's around 12 and you're looking at him.
I'd take Lyons because stability.
You're a wimp, Jono.
I am a wimp.
You have no love of the theatric.
No, I'm just very vanilla in my drafting, very vanilla.
It's not a bad plan, is it?
It's not a bad plan.
But when he comes out and absolutely blows up and runs record
scores
times,
or his knee?
Both. I don't know. He's probably not going to be in my team.
Well, you pick him up early and then trade him out.
Look, hey, if I drafted him and he started well, he'd be gone.
Gone after 2 weeks. Oh yeah,
and people would trade for him.
Oh, they would. They would. Yeah, but not for me, Mr. O'Meara. This next trade, it's a good trade, but I scratch my head at it. It's Delidio to the GWS. Where does he play?
Well, they've come out and said he's going to have a forward role.
Okay, I haven't seen that article.
Dave, that was on the weekend. Okay. I read that. This is my problem, Jono. Steve Johnson, Toby Green, Brett Delidio, Devin Smith.
Gee whiz.
How are they all going to score well?
Jeremy Cameron. Oh, wait.
Yeah, exactly. So there's points to be shared there. Oh,
big time. Does that mean Toby Green and Devin Smith get more mid-time?
I'd have more faith in Devin Smith and Toby Green than the other two.
Yeah. Oh, Stevie J is going to be a permanent four. We know, you would think that.
But that's where they're talking about Delidio. I mean, are they going to kick Josh Kelly out of the midfield?
No.
No? Are they going to kick...
Callum Ward, et cetera, et cetera.
Caniglia, no. Tom Scully, no.
Shiel, no.
I mean, he might get time through there over the season. Of course he will. You know, this is the thing. It makes it really hard to want to draft him. This,
and that's the thing. Like, we know he's such a performer, but
when he's on the park, he scores.
He does, but geez, that GWS team, such a good team, and we've seen they do share the points around a bit as well. So
it's really hard. I think he'd be overdrafted because I can't see the points just aren't going to be there.
First
to go
two rounds still, or.
What do you mean?
Delidio getting drafted.
No, I don't think so. I mean, this is the thing, isn't it? He's going to be forward and...
Position scarcity.
I can't draft him there. I don't think he's going to return value.
No.
It's really hard to say, man.
See, it's the same. I likened it to the Ryan Griffin move. Everyone goes, hey, Ryan Griffin to GWS, up-and-coming team. Hasn't done what we thought he would in terms of fantasy.
Yeah. Look, he hasn't... Yeah, no, that's true. He hasn't been... Great. But Brett Delidio, also, we know the injuries are starting to take its toll. I think they're going to rest him. Why wouldn't they?
17 games or so through the year, come be fresh for finals sort of thing.
Yeah, and I mean, fantasy finals.
That's when you want him out.
You know what I mean? Like, there's just a lot of...
Big question marks, big alarm bells.
There's a lot of things that make me say, I really want Brett Delidio, but I'm not going to get him.
Yeah. Oh, no, so, totally agree.
I think the move's great for them football-wise.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, fantastic.
Sitting there thinking about it, where does he play? Does he go down back where we know he's played down back? Does he play in the wing, forward?
He's a gun forward when he plays there too.
Yeah.
So,
well, good luck to anyone who picks him up. You're a brave person, in my opinion.
He'll have his 120s, but he'll have
some 60s.
A lot of 60s and 70s.
I think so.
Yeah.
Another good move, I think, for the actual team was Kobe Stevens to the Saints. Went out of the team with the Bulldogs with that abdominal injury and just couldn't get his spot back in, but... Saints liked him, can kick goals, tough midfielder, another one that St Kilda needs. Good move for me.
Yeah, it was... it's interesting. I mean, he's got a very, very high ceiling, Jono. He's put together some fantastic scores in the past. Does he get forward status?
I don't think he would, just purely because of the amount of games he missed from injury.
Yeah, that's really hard to... It's really hard to like him if he doesn't have it for mine. He's strange. He has a really strange... I was surprised his kick-to-handball ratio was so low. Really favoured the handballs. I think he's value if he's a forward, but other than that, bench.
Bench, stream.
Everyone's saying how Saints killed this trade period, Jono. Unlike the pick swap with Hawthorn was daylight robbery.
Yeah.
But Kobe Stevens, he's on his third team. Jack Steele.
Haven't seen a lot of him.
What if he's no good? Nathan Brown.
Passed it.
What? Like, I... Isn't it funny? Everyone grades the trade period and says, oh, you won and blah, blah, blah.
It's like Oprah just...
These moves could be as mediocre as the next.
Yeah.
I like the draft pick swap, but...
That's about it.
I don't know. I mean, Kobe Stevens, look, if he's got forward status, yes. Otherwise, late.
I like him, Kobe Stevens, to a Jack Billings.
He's not as good as Jack Billings.
Not as good, though, but that's the sort of position, that forward midfield type role.
Jack Billings plays deeper than that. Yeah. Jack Billings plays pretty deep sometimes.
Well, Kobe Stevens can get right in the guts, too, for centre bounce and clearances, so...
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting.
I think he's more like Caddy, but just not as good.
Yeah, no, good point.
He might have some value. Look, he's worth a stash.
Oh, hell yeah. And it'd be great over the bye rounds, too.
Yeah.
Marchbank, no value for us. Jared Pickett, no value for us in fantasy. Could come on late.
Look, he'll play forward at Carlton. But, yeah, I'm not with it just yet.
No. Reece Palmer for pick 175,000.
I've got interest in Reece Palmer.
I think he'd be all right.
I reckon Reece Palmer's going to be fine. Like,
we've seen him score.
We've seen him score well, right? We were big fans of him at times last year when Devin Smith was out. Does it seem like he'll have forward status?
Oh, certainly.
All right. Does it sound crazy to you? Carlton really struggled in clearances outside of Paddy Cripps last year.
Yes.
Why does Reece Palmer not play in the middle?
Yeah, big body.
Like that, he's played there before.
He's a poor man's Prittis where he can't kick, so handball it out to your outside runners and away you go.
But I can see them putting him in there.
I can see it, yeah.
I mean, they might go, hey, you've played forward pretty well for GWS, play half forward again here.
Mm.
That could happen.
Or certainly spend, you know, majority of the game here in the guts and then go rest forward.
But I would absolutely be taking a chance on Reece Palmer at the back end of my draft. No one wants Reece Palmer. It's Reece Palmer.
Yeah, that's right.
I think if they do go that way, it's going to free up Murphy, play a lot more outside, which is probably good for him.
Suki Lala Gibbs.
So someone said that Adelaide just didn't want to offer more for someone with a man bun. I thought that was pretty on point.
Well, they would never have seen a man bun in Adelaide anyway, because they are, what, 20 years behind?
I don't know. I don't want to disparage the good people of Adelaide. We love their work.
I should stop taking those Adelaide jokes I have with my counterpart in South Australia and bring him out here onto the show.
But yeah, I don't mind Reece Palmer at all.
Yeah, no.
That's going to be, hey, when we do our You Guys Suck show next year.
That's in there.
Mark that, baby. Dick.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, Reece Palmer.
Will Hoskin Elliott, the man with three names, to the Pies. What are your thoughts?
I think we've discussed Will on this show before.
Yes, we have.
And actually, I've mentioned, not a fan. how ironic. Look, for me, he's not fantasy relevant at the moment, but, you know, whatever. He could turn it around. He's a former high pick.
Yep.
But just very outside, very flashy, drifts in and out of games.
And we have no idea what the hell Collingwood are doing.
Whatever they're doing, it's baffled people, but they've got a plan, apparently.
Yeah, they do. They do have a plan. Also, ex-Collingwood player Nauru is Marley Williams, giving him that dash off the back line there, you would think, for the Roos. Injury-affected year. I mean, we talked him up earlier, thinking he's going to have a good year, maintain that average, but he sucked.
Things didn't go. It wasn't a great year for Marley.
No.
No arrest swag for Marley.
He probably lost that just free bird swag, which was not swag at all.
Does love kicking the ball directly to the opposition. Look, he's got upside.
Yep.
He's a lottery ticket pick, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen him be a fantastic intercept player. This is the thing. We say he's a lottery ticket pick. But you've seen it from Marley Williams before.
Yeah.
You've seen him be fantasy relevant.
We've seen him get those 83 averages, 84 averages. So
he could be a really late pick that has some value.
Yep.
Maybe he goes a little bit earlier because if he's got name value. But
injury concerns worry you?
No, not really. I just hope it frees up one of the Kangaroos backmen that I like Luke McDonald or Brad McKenzie. Yeah, in particular, Brad McKenzie.
Yep. The next guy we're going to talk about is Steve's best mate, Lyndon Dunn, to the Pies. We know we have seen him score before, but is he going to do it at the Pies?
He might score. A legion of hating Collingwood fans. I don't know, man. I don't really want much to do with Lyndon Dunn.
No.
I mean, maybe Supercoach, buy a fill-in.
Yeah.
I don't want him in Dream Team.
No.
But, you know, whatever.
It's Lyndon Dunn.
Ben Reid has got to be looking back there just going, guys, seriously.
what are you doing giving me here?
It's like I'm held together by sticky tape, yeah. And this is what you're giving me.
Pretty much.
I don't know. Whatever. At least he can kick the ball.
That's true. We have no value on Frost Black. Vardy to the Eagles. I'm not running out to draft Vardy in a hurry, but
what?
I can see the merit in it. Like, we know Nick Nat's gone for 12 months. Lysette, we don't know how long he's going to be out, and Jonathan Giles, he's played one good game and they think he's the next fantasy god.
Hey, he could be.
Well, he could be, but how many clubs has he been at? He's been more than Byron Pickett.
Byron Pickett, geez, pulling one out of the woodwork there.
Can you name the clubs? There's a
Port,
Essendon, St Kilda.
No interest in Nathan Vardy, even if I'm ditching rucks.
Two ruck league? Maybe?
Maybe. Show me your round one team and I'll tell you.
NAB Cup form?
Mate, he'll get injured on the plane, Rod.
Do we need the pressure?
The food trade just like smashes his knee and that's an ACL. Got a contract though.
Good thing we brought Giles with us.
Petrie, you could be the man. There's still some free agents.
Barlow.
Barlow. Towers.
Dean Towers, free agent.
Dean Towers.
Ooh.
Drew Petrie, Will Minson.
I'm surprised Minson didn't get picked up.
Really?
He's got 30-year-old ruckman, that's all right.
Yeah,
can't do much else.
No, he's no
other value, just stands there.
West Coast.
Pre-season draft, you reckon?
Could happen.
Could happen. A few clubs would look at him, I think.
Bulldogs.
We don't need a ruckman.
Oh, you got Cloak.
We got Cloak. Just
put him in the ruck. Look at the old Robert Walls. Chuck him in the ruck. He hasn't touched the ball for 5 seconds. Get him in the ruck.
Oh, Cloak in the ruck. Would he know which way to run?
I don't know. He might go up and try to hit it out and get stuck to his glove and tackle his cat out. Tackled free against. Ah.
No, well, I think that wraps up the show for this week. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to Facebook where we are at The Draft Doctors there. And if you've got any questions that you might like to ask us, please do send them in. And if you want to drop us an email, head over to thedraftdoctors@gmail.com. See you next week.